This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, there's a lot of consternation about what we do in this hour of the program because it's called the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of discussions that are being held, if you will, on a lot of stations around the country. Research done by Talkers Magazine, and here to dig into those issues, Jennifer Horn, who has for most of her life been associated with me and my radio program. So there.
Now I'm 7 years mornings. Old.
Yes, right. She had that whiny voice. Anyway, the idea of
Rude.
Talking about the issues. Oh, come on. All the shots that you take at me, what do you mean? Rude.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. Jennifer also does mornings to her credit. And everybody else's credit, listen to KRLA in Los Angeles. Big time stuff. So Jennifer's here. Jay is big time now because she's with me.
I made it.
Whether she thinks it's big time or not, listen, it's all open to interpretation, shall we say. Jennifer and Jay and Doug going through the charts for this past week, November 6th through the 10th. You can find them published at gooddayshow.com and also at talkers.com on the list. Ah, yes. Gavin Newsom's new best friend happens to be a Chinese communist. I wonder what they have in common. Hey, what do you think, Jennifer? Anything in common with these two guys?
What's very fun about Gavin Newsom and his new friendship is that so many people thought that maybe he went to China a couple of weeks ago just to get new ideas for what he could do to California. He likes to run it that way, a little communist dictator action.
All right. So now the communist dictator comes to San Francisco. Did he stay at Gavin Newsom's house?
She's coming to San Francisco. He hasn't made it yet, but he's coming. It's for the It's not APEC. It's for some big convention, and Biden's coming to San Francisco, and there's supposed to be a big meeting. But Newsom, when he was in China, said to Xi, or allegedly anyway, hey, you'll be able to see all the fentanyl stuff that you're sending here when you're in San Francisco. Won't that be fun?
Now, that's good. I like that.
Yeah, I don't think he probably said it like I would have said it, but, you know.
All right. See the results of all your handiwork.
Yeah.
Okay. Number nine on the story list this week from Talkers is the Supreme Court focused on yet another gun ban case. And because we've all been so wrapped up in the wars and protests and Trump being on trial, et cetera, and that worthless debate on Wednesday night, I don't think too many people have talked about this. Have you talked on your program, Carolee, about
Not much. No.
No. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's been much time. I don't see there's anything much to talk about because the same old, frankly. That's what it is. It's the same old stuff, rehashed, reworked, another case. They'll continue to go to the Supreme Court, and, you know, depending on who's on the court, it gets interpreted one way and then another way, blah, 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 blah. Number eight, the war. Yeah, go ahead, Jay.
No, I just want to say, in this case, aren't they focusing on a gun ban when it comes to domestic abusers?
I saw a gun ban, and I thought, okay, we've been there before. I didn't even pay any attention to it. So if you know more and want to clarify more,
that's
fine.
Just that they're reviewing a federal ban on gun bans in terms of domestic abusers. So anybody who's been convicted or anything like that, they would not be able to access a gun legally or have guns.
Let's just put it
that way. They would be taken away. It's all about domestic abusers.
I think it's all about, because right now it's not a crime, I guess, if you're charged with domestic violence. If you have a restraining order against you, that doesn't mean that you get your gun taken away. So this would criminalize gun possession for people who are under that domestic violence. violence restraining order. I think the argument has always been, well, there's a lot of domestic calls and such, especially during divorces and things that may not always peter out, and you can't take away people's rights, but then also you have to figure out how to deal with the people who are real abusers, who mm-hmm. shouldn't have a gun in their possession if they want to off their wife. It's sad that there's so much gray area, but that's where we're operating in, I think, all the time these days.
Mm-hmm. Do you think the Supreme Court would take up a ban on the use of poison, because a lot of wives use poison to kill their husbands, or vice versa?
We've had so many, not to get into, like, killing spouses, but we've had so many weird spouse killing stories lately in Los Angeles and California. I think, Jay, you and I think when we were here, Doug, you were gone.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, there's the lady who poisoned her in-laws with mushrooms. She cooked a dinner.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even accidental, because I guess she had tried it before and failed. I don't know why you'd go back for more cuisine, but whatever. Yeah, that lady.
There's a dentist. Yeah, there's a dentist. She was having the poison sent. He was hiding it in his wife's smoothies or something like that. And he was actually having
I remember that. Yeah.
He was having this delivered to his dental practice.
All right.
And then my personal craziest this week is the headline in L.A. was torso found in a dumpster in Encino. Okay, I'm like, you know what? Sometimes the headlines even surprise me still in Los Angeles. So guess how the torso was found? And it's not hard to guess, because it was a homeless person who was digging through the trash and was like, that's a torso. And so he called the police, and the police investigated the torso, and they track it back to a guy whose wife has disappeared. Weird. And so then they charge him, and now her parents have not been found. So are they
charged the homeless guy
again? Oh, good God. This is exactly what my co-host did on The Answer. No, they charged her husband for killing her. The homeless guy just found her.
I'm a lot smarter than your co-host.
I know, that's why it's funny that
I said that.
Both of you, and every woman, I'm like, oh yeah, I get it. And every man's like, the homeless guy killed the woman?
All right. Here's a surprise. Number 8, with regard to Russia and the war, Mr. Putin puked out a call this week for closer ties, better cooperation between the Russians and the Chinese on military satellites. Yeah. And weapons we can use from space. That's what we all need, is to have these two guys get together, and then we're going to bring Xi to America. Right? Yep. There's another brilliant move. It's about time we put these people in their place. I don't know. We must have no courage whatsoever in the world. The fact that Putin is still above 6 feet of dirt, which he should be under, and the fact that it's obvious what's going on between the Chinese and
Russia. We empowered him with our energy plan. That's how Biden came in and said, we're not doing any more drilling at home. And all of a sudden, Putin had enough money to do whatever he wanted to.
Biden has done, you know, every time you take a shot, I get annoyed at you when you try to create some kind of godly holiness around Trump. But I don't get upset with you when you pull out the stuff about Biden that either was thoughtless or somebody has got something up their sleeve, you know, whether it's the whole business, because both Joe and his son are back on the people list this week. So that means that's ramping up the investigations into the family business, which seems to have lots of connections to Chinese companies and crooked military alliances and all kinds of things that are going on. The fact that Russia doesn't have it, China has developed some highly sensitive military technologies, and they want to have them, they want to share them together. What are they going to use them for? Yeah, this is the thing that bugs me about any of these discussions. You can have all of the technology you want. All it's going to take is one bomb, one button, and the world is destroyed. That's how, I don't know, close or whatever you want to, however you want to call it, because you can't survive. This would be the same thing as what happened 65 million years ago. You might as well, if you do that, you might as well have the same effect as the asteroid hitting the Earth, because it kills everything. You're done. Finished. Over. So now the Russians and the Chinese want no limits on their friendship. You know what? You both deserve each other, frankly. And why it is this is what really drives me nuts. I was watching a news program on News Nation, which is my favorite, and Dan...
They're getting the fourth Republican debate, by the way.
Are they? Good. That's very good. The guy who's the program director used to listen to me when I was on in Cincinnati.
On the one hand,
yeah, I do like him. Yeah, but I like what they're doing because it's fair and square, and they point out a lot of stuff that nobody else is pointing out. And you know, the whole business of our country. Dan Abrams was the other night talking about how much business we still do with China, and how at every turn they're trying to screw us, and yet our company, what is there about our country and the leadership? Is it just completely all greed? Is that what it is? And so because of our greed, we're going to enable, and we have enabled for the past 40-some-odd years, the Chinese government to become more powerful and to threaten Taiwan and you know, whatever else goes on. I thought one of the things in the debate, if I'm going to digress here for just a second, I did actually, Jennifer, I disappointed myself, and I clicked on to the debate, watched it for a while. I still like Chris Christie better than anybody else that's on the stage, and I know that's anathema to you, but at any rate... yeah, I really do.
That's very funny. Okay, well, hey, you're the
Nikki
one.
Haley,
that's all right.
What? Well, Nikki Haley bothered me after she called, what's-his-face, Ramaswamy, a scumbag.
A scum.
A scum. Right. And I don't even actually, I don't know what where that started, how it developed.
Oh, they hate each other. That's where that started. The last few debates.
Right.
Yeah, there. If you watch everybody shakes hands except for Vivek and Nikki. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, anyway, that's poor politics on both sides. But at any rate, I'm kind of bopping around here because the most interesting thing at the end of the debate, I watched as you know people were coming on the stage and congratulating each other, and apparently the lady that went to congratulate Tim Scott is his new girlfriend, and now you know the people who were what's this guy doing with that beautiful blonde lady, so. That's kind of that and what Haley said about Ramaswamy was my takeaway of from the debate. So, okay, so he's got a white blonde girlfriend. So what? Well, for some, that's the end of the line for him. 18 after the hour here.
Oh, I love this restaurant. Glad we got a table quickly.
What does that sign say?
Caution, wet floor?
No, right next to it.
If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
My passion about ancestry comes from the fact that I was an only child who didn't have family. I see all my friends doing family outings and family this, and I would spend weekends just lost in ancestry. My first one that I found was Liz.
I was also an only child, and there were no big holiday gatherings where I got to know cousins or aunts. It's because of ancestry we've kind of become bi-coastal besties.
The holidays are meant to be shared with family. Start today during our holiday sale at Ancestry.com.
The Chase Inc. Business Premier Card is made for people who make things happen, like me. I'm Sam, founder and CEO of Manifest, a product design company that makes everyday products design smarter. I get 2.5% cash back on purchases of $5,000 or more, plus unlimited 2% cash back on all other purchases, which helps us make more smart ideas into a brilliant reality.
The Inc. Business Premier Card. Learn more at chase.com/businesspremier. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Account subject to credit approval. Restrictions and limitations apply. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank. Any member FDIC.
Dell's Black Friday event is their biggest sale of the year. Shop limited-time deals on laptops like the stylish, innovative XPS 13, engineered to do it all on the Intel Evo platform. Plus, save big on ultra-sharp monitors and top-brand accessories. Shop now at Dell.com/deals to take advantage of financing options and get free shipping on everything. Again, that's Dell.com/deals for huge savings today.
We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
All right, here we are, 23 after the hour, the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. Normally during the Hours of the Good Day program, at this point, at this juncture, we talk about social media. Sometimes sprinkle a little technology info into it, and also info about the calls that you're, or not necessarily calls, but the input that you have, excuse me, on our social media at Good Day Networks. First item is Meta. I never know how to pronounce it, M-E-T-A. What's the correct? Is it Meta? Meta.
Meta. Meta.
You say Meta, I'll say Meta. Anyway, who cares? There's a whistleblower. Another one. Testifying before a Senate subcommittee, this time describing what he characterized as fruitless efforts to flag the extent of harmful effects that the platforms could have on teenagers. Ah, interesting how this has been going around. The first guy was a consultant at Instagram, and he was the one who testified before the Senate Judiciary, and then this other guy has testified. They blamed tech lobbying for the failure in Congress to pass laws that protect children online. These people have got dirt on their hands. They're just dirty. You talk about the commies from China and what they're all about. These people are nothing but greed hounds. And Zuckerberg is the king of the greed hounds. So they're trying to do something about this. And I wonder if they will be able to, because there's so much money behind Meta and so much influence, you know, to influence what they do. Very difficult, I would think. What do you think, ladies?
Well, and also just based on how social media is set to be used, you can't really control how people take things, I guess, if you will, because you can still post videos, you can still say things. Sure, you can have the algorithms that will block certain speech or suspend people, but you can't control if people are looking at the lives of others and feeling invalidated of their own. But what was I found fascinating was with the second whistleblower who testified that there was a meeting that took place that this whistleblower thought that maybe the higher-ups don't actually know the effects of what is going on, took this meeting to kind of let them know. And then the takeaway from the meeting was that, oh, they do know, they just don't care.
And is that the case? But maybe it sounds like that might be more the case than the aforementioned reason, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Also, interesting social media news. The founder or co-founder of Apple, a guy named Steve Wozniak, has been hospitalized in Mexico City. He's 73 years old. He fainted while attending the World Business Forum down there. Mexicans say that he suffered a cerebral vascular accident, which is a stroke.
Oof.
Right? Blood flow to his brain got restricted. And so they haven't really answered the questions that have come from the news media about what really was going on with this guy. That's pretty young to have that kind of an event. And I wouldn't want to be in Mexico City, frankly, and have that sort of thing happen to me. I'd be wanting to get on a plane to a hospital in Houston or something as fast as I could. That's one thing.
Not funny. As much as we complain about the hospitals and the country, we would want to be there if something happened,
yeah.
Right?
Right. Yeah. Well, in terms of those sorts of things, I'm going to put in a plug for Dr. Ken Kronhaus and our Good Day Show weekend hours, the two Good Day hours with Jack Stockwell and Ken Kronhaus. Both of them very focused on the way to keep yourself from having strokes. And it really is, frankly, if you have the information, it's really pretty easy. Frankly, a lot of fish oil and things like that that are aimed at keeping all of your vital arteries and veins open. I mean, there are a lot of other things you can consult with, with either Ken by listening to the programs or Jack, but this is something that doesn't need to happen. I'm surprised somebody of that stature having that problem.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Alleged corruption by President Biden continues to be investigated by the House Oversight Committee. Chair James Comer issued 9 subpoenas and 10 interview requests this week, a sign that the possible impeachment of Biden is gearing up. The Kentucky congressman on Fox News last night.
We're going to be asking around 24 people that have a great deal of knowledge about just exactly what the Bidens were doing and who the people were that were wiring the money from the foreign countries to the Bidens. We're going to be talking to every one of them and trying to connect the dots with the evidence we've already accumulated, which is primarily bank records.
Forbes is reporting Hunter Biden's net worth, $285 million. Senator Joe Manchin out of West Virginia will not seek a re-election next year. The Democrat made the announcement on social media yesterday afternoon. He called it one of the toughest decisions of his life. Lance Pry, USA News.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Eliquis, apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist-prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
From so many devices nowadays, so there's no excuse. Call 855-999-DOUG, 855-999-3684.
Back on the talk radio review, a roundup of the thoughts that our people have. Our people include Jennifer Horn, also from KRLA in Los Angeles, and Jay Kirshner from the Good Day program, and lots of other intelligent and creative ways of being on the radio. She's explored it all in her young life. Although you two are about the same age, aren't you? Aren't you a little younger, Jay, than Jennifer? I think you are.
Just a smidge.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Yeah.
Not very young, not much younger at all. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, what do you so like that. 4 or 5 much, years younger than me?
Very close in age.
Okay, enough.
That's what I say.
All right, here we go. The exchange between us and the people listening, the question posted at gooddayshow.com this week among many, in your opinion, what's been the biggest news stories? We always like asking that because they're always obviously, because we're talking about that here as News Talk Radio reflects on what's in the news. So, Jay, you want to run through some of these responses? The first time I looked at this list, I thought Donald Trump had expressed an opinion, but it's Donald Trap. I took a quick look and then, whoops, wait a minute. That's T-R-A-G-G,
I think they're cousins, right?
U-M-B. Are they? Trapped with a Trumpster. All right, so anyway, what do we have here?
Well, speaking of Donald Trapp, he posted the news story he's following this week most is the senseless shooting of a Belmont University music major freshman who was walking in a nearby park near the university. That was heartbreaking. It was they caught the assailant, but the bullet was meant for a car across the street, and she happened to just get caught in between.
Sickening, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It really is. It's just sickening. All right, what are the comments here? Yeah.
Jeff Talton says the Jimmy Buffett tribute Wednesday night on the CMA show. That was the big
thing. I didn't see that. I wish I had. Yeah.
I heard that was really cool. I have it on my DVR, and I heard it was great.
Would you say, though, that Jimmy Buffett was a country performer? I would have thought not so much.
He definitely crossed over. He did a lot of collaborations with country artists, most notably Alan Jackson.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I think that it's interesting how people categorize things. Okay, what other comments do you have here, Jake?
Greg Donahoe says the election results, New York Times poll showing Biden way behind, and the war between Israel and Hamas.
Okay, so what gets lost in those stories, and it's so obvious, one of the reasons I talk about News Nation and the hosts there and what goes on there is because they don't shy away from this stuff. As a matter of fact, they're pretty good, especially Dan Abrams, they've hidden the New York Times squarely between the eyes on this sort of thing. And what they failed to focus on here, so you don't get the real news with either some of the hard right publications, the hard left publications like the Times and Newsmax, the impact of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on all of this. And so I'm happy to crow about it, frankly, because I'm not interested in either Trump or Biden. And I know it's anathema to Jennifer, but it's okay. Trump's done very well this week in polling, despite of all of the stuff going on in his life, his private life. The person who's done better in terms of percentage gains each week is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Biden, it doesn't look like if the election were today, he'd be able to attract more than hardcore Democrats and flies. I'm thinking the race may be between Trump and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. at this point in time. And as an aside, Jennifer, I was going to ask you, we talked a little bit. I don't think, no, we actually didn't talk about it on the air. I was fascinated yesterday when Manchin said, yesterday, and late in the week, that he wasn't going to run for re-election to the Senate.
Not a surprise, because he's going to lose. He's got a really strong challenger in Jim Justice. And so you talk about polling, he's been upside down, and he's done a lot of, it's hard riding the middle because sometimes you appear to be a flip-flopper, and the people of West Virginia, it's a red state, and they don't like that he supported the Bidenomics plan, that inflation, so-called Inflation Reduction Act. How's that doing for us? So he's out. And one of the things that people have been looking at is he someone who could run for president? Now, I don't think he will this time around. Maybe that's something in his future, because it's so late in the game. Well, but people will run
for
as long
president.
As they can. Yeah, I don't know.
Trump is my age. Exactly.
Right. I mean, it's all about your energy, not your age level. I hate saying, well, Biden's just too old. Biden acts too old. That's the problem. Trump is acts so much different. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's stop on that for a second because I think that's an important fact to carry forward. Although Trump has been stumbling and bumbling around a little bit lately, he doesn't have anywhere near the trail that Joe Biden does of stumbling and bumbling when you're
trying to present
yourself.
And I even use someone I don't like Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi is old. She kind of look old, but you know what? She still acts a lot younger.
But she's not senile. Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
Not at all.
There's a real difference.
Yeah, right. And it's not an age thing. It's kind of what you've done with your life and with your body, although Trump hasn't taken very good care of his body. His mind is still acute. And it seems like Joe, it's a factor. It's not
bad.
It's just reality.
Yeah, you just know.
Time for him to quit.
You think, Right. Is someone else pulling the strings? And I think we all believe
of
that
course it's, it is.
Somebody's Susan pulling the
Rice.
Strings. Right.
Yeah, they're all, yeah. Susan Rice.
So I don't think it's
strings.
An age thing. But with Joe Manchin, I think he says he's going to go across the country and try to cobble together support. So he has something in mind. I mean, it's possible that maybe he looks to Kennedy and as a running mate on that independent ticket because he's been thinking about shifting to become an independent. He says the Democrat Party brand is terrible now, and he doesn't like to be a part of what they stand for.
It is. It, both parties have terrible branding. It's time for a third party to be really serious, and RFK Jr. is making the pitch, and people are paying attention to it, and he goes up and up and up all the time. Boy, I think that's an interesting, I wondered about that myself, whether Joe Manchin would make a good vice presidential candidate with him. So this, you know, the die is yet to be cast, but it is pretty interesting. All right, Jay, what else do we have from our listeners that we should examine?
Yeah, Diana Julian said, we just heard that Washington and Oregon are looking into keeping standard time as it doesn't require congressional approval, but only legislative approval in these states. It's too bad all states don't look into this. Yeah, you're right,
I
Diana.
I think she's probably north. She listens to us either in Washington or Oregon.
And all states are looking into it. I just wish somebody would do something about it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Thank you. All right, what else do we got here?
Christopher Eichler says Ohio legalizing recreational marijuana.
Was that a negative or a positive, do you suppose? Is he thinks it's good or not good?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. That's just the biggest story.
Along with this story that floated around this week, because, you know, at one point in time I was interested. We had plans to put a marijuana grow on my farm. Not because everybody laughed at me because they thought I was the last guy in the world who would do something like this because I'm so against all of that stuff. But listen, I need a way to pay off my mortgage, and that seemed to be a good idea at the time. Anyway, there's a new kind of marijuana around, supposedly, and I didn't get the string because I'm not really an expert. But I did see it out of the corner of my eye that there was some less lethal form of marijuana that's been grown. That's all I know.
Lethal?
Less lethal. Well, marijuana.
Is marijuana lethal?
Huh? Oh, my God. If you smoke it all the time, there are very few examples of people who have smoked pot all their lives that haven't run into some serious difficulty. Willie Nelson is probably the best example of that not being true, but a lot of other people have. Willie Nelson is 90 years old. He's been smoking pot for 45, 50 years.
I'd
or maybe
have
more.
Him for president.
Yeah, let's ask Willie.
Hey,
that's
I can
right.
That.
Yay! Let's start him. Movement, Willie, for president. Yay!
Yes.
All right. Okay. Anybody else that you want to highlight here before we move
Terry
on?
Terry CV says the anti-Semitism in our country.
Disgusting.
It's definitely rising. Same
disgusting.
With Islamophobia. Just hatred in general. Homophobia. Racism.
That's been my top story. I don't know if you guys heard. It kind of made national headlines, but then it went away because, of course, when it's a white guy victim, nobody cares as much. But Paul Kessler is a 69-year-old or was a 69-year-old who was killed in Southern California on Sunday, and it was at a protest. He was holding an Israeli flag. There were Palestinian flags out there. Some guy allegedly gets mad, gets into an altercation with him, and hits him in the face with a megaphone. And the guy goes falling back and cracks his head open on the cement. And when they take him to the hospital, he's not doing fine, but he's talking. But then his brain starts swelling, and by 2 o'clock the next morning, the guy's dead. And I don't understand where people's minds are. I don't understand the college kids that are locking Jewish kids in their library. I just don't understand where this comes from.
Well, they're ignorant.
From.
They don't have, there's no education. College doesn't mean education anymore.
This is not a debate about Palestine and the two-state solution, all this. It's not a debate about any of that. It's about Hamas, which is a terror group that invaded Israel and put babies into ovens. Like, how in the world can you be out there supportive of that?
Because they're ignorant. They don't know. They listen.
I don't think they even realize that's what they're supporting.
They don't. Social media and the bull crap that comes out of there, these people believe, my God.
It is just, that to me, like, of any story, that is the most stunning because it's happening here at home with our young people primarily, although the guy who allegedly hit this guy with the megaphone was 50 years old. So it's just,
Well, we saw a lot of this stuff when COVID first started happening with Asian hate crimes, where people were just, they'd see somebody walking down the street and just beat them up out of nowhere, completely blindside them.
I don't know. I guess this sort of thing has gone on. A lot of problems. Remember that movie, The Gangs of New York, or The Streets of New York, or something with Leonardo DiCaprio? And Dan, what's the guy's name, the tall actor who played Lincoln? I don't remember his name. Anyway, the point is that...
Daniel Day-Lewis.
The same sort of thing went on between the Irish and the Italians in the history of America. And so there have been plenty of examples of lots of this sort of thing happening between various groups. What the hell's the matter with you?
Well, it's indoctrination. You're just told to hate somebody and never even know them or their character. It's just, you're on the other team. We default to that way too much, whether it's politics or race or religion. It's just we hate the other guys and no room for conversation.
All right, so then let's go one step further with this. Number two issue this week, in addition to the protesting we've just been talking about, has been the censuring of Rashida. I can never pronounce this. Is it Tlaib? Tlaib.
Tlaib.
Okay. So anyway, she sounds like a perfect jerk to me. I don't know that much about her.
I might surprise you on this one, because I think she sounds like a perfect jerk. I cannot stand what she says. I mean, when you listen to what she has said about the Jews, I mean, literally, she said some pretty horrific things about wiping them off the planet.
She's an ignorant.
But, you know, as much as I'm an American first and freedom of speech matters, and even if I hate what you're saying, I stand by people who say it. And so I'm torn. I don't know if I would have even voted to censure her, even though I think what she says is deplorable. And I can't believe she keeps winning re-election. But it's.
Well, what did that tell you about the place in Michigan? It's kind of like that other one, Oman or Mo. What's the lady's
Ilhan
name?
Omar. From,
where is she from? Wisconsin or Michigan? Where is she from?
I think they're both from, well, I know Tlaib's from Michigan. I think Omar's actually from Michigan, too.
So here's how you analyze that quickly. The number of immigrants of various sects, like up in Lewiston, Maine, where they had all the trouble, there's a whole bunch of people from Somalia there. There are pockets around the country where people who have come to our country to immigrate have landed, and there are enough of them to get guys like this elected. That's kind of the bottom line here. All right, we've got 48 after the hour.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included, plus you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
I think we're lost again.
Wait, what does that sign over there say?
Caution, wildlife crossing?
No, next to it.
If you're 6 years or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. Ouch. I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at BewareOfRSV.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Team, it's snowing again tomorrow. They're projecting 2 to 3 feet.
Tis the overtime season for Frank Snowplow.
Kelly, can you take another shift?
Let it snow. Quality driver applicant.
Hey guys, know anybody else with a D license?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket, and the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening.
With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2 month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After the hour, get ready for the weekend, and here to help you prepare for your weekend jobs, your assignments. You've been told to paint the garage. Well, Tommy's here to help you out as far as that can go. Tom Kreitler, who's the co-host of the Money Pit, home improvement radio program heard around the country, a lot of the same stations that carry this program, the Money Pit radio program, the Money Pit podcast at your service, the Money Pit newsletter. Wow, so many sources of info. Plus, our listeners have questions. A lady named Sue wants to know if old paint expires. It depends on who you ask. With me, no. As long as it's not solid, I'll use it. But that may not be your.
So many of us have extra paint that from projects over the years, you know, and you never go down to. Send it to me,
Doug Steffen at Gmail. I'll take all old paint and use it around the farm. Anyway, go ahead.
Well,
what else?
I do agree, though. So here's the thing, Doug. You have oil paint, and then you have latex paint. And neither of them, I think if you ask manufacturers, they'd probably tell you somewhere in the area of 5 to 10 years. But if you preserve that paint in the can, it's not hard, like you say, then it actually, there's actually nothing wrong with it. I've used old paint frequently. Yeah. The key is this. It's how you store it, right? Mm-hmm. So I'll give you a trick of the trade. When you put the paint back in the can, when you're done with the paint can, you've got to clean out that rim. If you don't clean out that rim of the paint can, it won't seal. Secondly, when you open
it. And then you can't get it open when it hardens either, right?
Well, it's much harder, yeah. When you open the paint can the first time, take a screwdriver and poke some holes in the bottom of that rim. It helps it drain. A couple of taps all the way around. I put like four or five holes in the rim when I open it up. And then last thing, this is the best trick. When you're closing all up, you clean the rim, store the paint can upside down on the shelf. Because the paint will seal, will help seal any gaps that are in that rim. Any air gets in there on that rim. Turn it upside down, it's not going to get past it.
Bingo. All right, aren't you glad you're listening to this program, ladies and gentlemen? Who knew that? Even I, who have done home projects and farm projects and building projects around the clock, around the year, I never knew that. So there we go. Thank you, Tommy. That's very good. All right, I'm going to tell you a quick story.
Okay. This week I had my insurance on my homes and buildings on the farm. I had it renewed.
It's a terrible time. And so I had the agent come. I didn't ask her to, but she came and was looking at the house and looking at the barns and looking at all the outbuildings and stuff. And so she looked at how much I had them insured for under the old policy. And she said, do you realize what will happen if these buildings are destroyed? You're going to get wiped out because you don't have enough coverage. Now, at first, I thought this was some insurance lady trying to sell me a bigger policy.
Right.
Yeah. But then I looked into it, and it doesn't cost that much more. I don't like insurance. I like betting on myself, frankly. But I thought in a practical sense, if I'm going to truly protect myself, it's only going to cost like a couple $300 more for hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars of better coverage. So we must get questions about this all the time, right?
So was it because the value was less, or was it because it was not didn't have replacement costs?
Both.
Add to the policy, yeah, okay.
Yep.
So we should talk about that. So, I mean, you've got to insure for the current value of the property, number one. And secondly, you've got to add an addendum for replacement costs, which basically means whatever it costs you to replace it, that's the amount of your coverage. And so if you don't have that, you are certainly at risk. But I do think it's a good idea to do exactly what you did, Doug. And fortunately, you found an agent that understood that. And a good agent can definitely save you money and can make sure you have the right policy.
Well, as we go around, this is one of the reasons I brought it up is because I saw the next episode of the Money Pit podcast is all about this. And so I was thinking about my experience. At first, I resisted this because I thought she was doing just what you just said. Let's get a little more money out of him and increase the policy. Well, you know what she did? She shifted coverage around for some of the automotive and the stuff on the farm, the tractors and equipment and stuff that I have. So she just shifted around. There was too much coverage. If there's, you know, I mean, you never hear an insurance agent say that, but there really was too much on certain things in the portfolio and not enough on others, so it ended up really not costing me any more money. Right, exactly. So listen to this podcast, moneypit.com/podcast. You got a hot headline from the newsletter this week?
So talking about the insurance claims, we have a story, a new story called Six Tips for Filing Homeowners Insurance Claims on the website right now. So you got all the details.
All right. So check that out. Again, it's the moneypit.com. That's where you find the radio program. Moneypit.com podcast. It's moneypit.com/podcast. Moneypit.com/newsletter. Tom Kreitler here with the information that will help you as you get ready for your projects this weekend here on Good Day.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.